And I'm now talking with Abraham Makanjola, who's here with us in Saint-Brieuc today. You're at an SVE, I understand.
SVE in French, but European Voluntary Service in English.
Okay, and yeah. What kind of things are you doing?
Right now, I am working at the MJC, which is a youth club of sorts, or more so a community centre for the local people in the town that I live in, called Canton. There, I do youth work three or four times a week, and I also coach basketball on the side as well as a part of my project. I also do youth work within the MJC itself and also within the local high schools and sixth forms and colleges within Canton. Three times a week I go into a sixth form in school and a local high school. Right now, for the moment, we're doing a film project. What the idea is, the kids write and draft their own film or movie, if you will. It's a short film, and right now we've written all the backstories and all that kind of stuff, the scripts and things like that, and we're going to get ready to start filming that, so that's quite cool. Wednesdays, I go in with the year sixes, I believe that's the equivalent in England, and I go and I do some more youth work with them, so it varies, to be honest. Sometimes it's sporty, sometimes it's artistic, sometimes it's musical, and it really depends. The Monday afternoons, we have our Jensland. That's the name of the youth club that takes place every Wednesday. And there, it's really, really great because every week it's so varied. Yesterday, we had a talent competition. So it was really great because we welcomed kids that we don't usually see for the youth club, but they came specifically to participate within the talent competition. That was really great to see. Also, we do random funny events. So we had like a shooting day, and that is to say, we had darts, we had the mouth darts as well, so you can like, they're kind of spit darts. And we set up like a little competition, and we put balloons up and they pierced them with balloons, and like just had little funny things like that. But also in a more structured sense, we're in the process right now of creating an outdoor living room. We were kindly given some wooden pallets by Leclerc, and we're in the process of like trying to create a table and a sofa with the stuff, all the pallets that we've been given, and that's really, really good.
It sounds like a very full program you've got on
it. It is.
Have you done this kind of thing before?
I've done some youth work before in London.
You're a Londoner, right?
I'm a Londoner. I've done some youth work for, now it would be 6 years that I've done it for, but it's very, very different, the French style in comparison to the British style. Yeah, it's really, really enjoyable. Like, I would really, really recommend for young people that are aged between 17 and 30 to go for the EVS program, because I've really, really benefited from it.
How is it different, the youth work you might do here, to what happens in England?
The French style is a lot more relaxed. It's led more by the kids, should I say. In the UK, I'm used to us setting a program, and usually the kids that want to participate, they come and participate, and they come in numbers. But in France, it's a case of, if they come, that's great. If they don't come, well, it's not so much a bad thing. But it's very, very calm, and I find that it allows them to progress as well. Because both systems are really good. I'm used to the British system, but the French system I find is quite interesting to see as well, and it works.
This is the first time for you in Brittany?
Yes.
And how are you finding it? You've been here since October.
I've been here since October, yes, that's right. And oddly enough, Canton is a town of only 3,000 people, and London is however many million, and I do not miss London at all. I've never once been bored in my time here, because I'm always involved in something. Obviously, there are little things that I miss, like gravy, for example, or being able to go to Tesco at like 11 o'clock at night, because here the shops close a lot earlier. It's just little things like that, but in terms of integration into the local area and stuff like that, people have been really welcoming, and I really, really enjoy it. And I think after I finish my studies and all of that, I will try and come back to France. Whether it be Brittany or another part, I definitely feel welcome in France.
Abraham, thank you ever so much for giving us time to talk, and good luck with the rest of your stay here.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thanks.